Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to the Pedestrian Podcast with Luke, Perm Joe, where each week I go on a walk in the UK. Today, I'm walking through the streets of Herne Bay to the local rail station to talk to Nigel, the signal inspector.
Can you do that again?
What? Did you not get it?
You did that again. You were speaking from... It sounded all right, and then the minute you started talking, you went...
I'll do it again.
You sound all right now. Right, oh. Go.
Hello, you're listening to the Pedestrian Podcast with me, AMJ, where each week I go for a lovely walk in the UK and I meet some of the wonderful people of the United Kingdom. Today I'm speaking to Nigel, who runs the local train station and has been working there for over 3 years. Oh, here he is now. Hello, Nigel.
Hello.
How are you today, Nigel?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good. So it must have some ups and downs working in the train industry.
I like to keep things, everything on track.
Oh, Nigel. You're not listening to that at all. This is Small Screen Naughties.
Let's go.
Here we are, Small Screen Naughties, episode 10 million. We're nearly a year old.
We are. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just counting this series. This is episode 5, I think.
Oh, you can't do it series by series. You need to see it as a chunk. You can't do that to yourself. Because you can't have a birthday, Chris, and go, oh, I'm only a year old. They all add up. They all come together.
Yeah, February the 28th was the first time we ever did this.
Wow. Maybe we should do something big to celebrate.
Yeah, or not.
Or not.
Let's put the 100 greatest shows all together and do podcasts over the next month.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's what that is. 100 greatest shows.
That is what I want. I can see him thinking, I hope that bit gets released on cassette.
If you tell listeners where you are, what you're doing.
It was nothing really exciting. I'm currently on the way to the train station because I am terrible at scheduling in things and sorting out organisational times to do this podcast. So you might hear a bit of feedback, you might hear a ticket inspector, you might hear some of the locals, but what you're hearing is pure authenticism. Is that a word? It is now, and it's very authentic. I messed up on the days.
What, you thought you were off today?
Well, I was, and then I had stuff to do, and I realised I'm not really ever off.
Always on.
It's my role. I'm always on. They say that about me. And it's something quite important I need to do. I'm not going to bore the rest of you with it because it's not really that much fun, but don't worry. There's a podcast in your ears right now, and we are going to discuss one of the greatest game shows, and I'm gutted it's still not going. It's Hole in the Wall.
is Hole in
Thing on the Wall.
Man, I watched this last night, and as I fell asleep, I had a dream that you were hosting.
That is a dream that will come true one day.
I think it'd be good. Do you reckon we could like make it happen in a comedy club setting?
All we need is a stage, a paddling pool, and a foam wall with a shape in it.
Yeah. Sure, we can get hold of all these items. Could definitely source us a paddling pool.
Dale Winton.
Dale Winton. Are you just randomly saying names?
No, he hosts it, doesn't he?
He does indeed. Hold on, I've just seen my niece and nephews. I'll be back in a minute. Hello. Where are you going? Margate? You going now?
Podcast.
Your first train trip?
Is that where you're going?
I'm going to Broadstairs to work.
The same train.
What?
How crazy is that? I'll just get my ticket and I'll get the train with you. What are you going to do in Margate?
I don't know. Julian and Bob are coming as
well. Oh, lovely. This is going to be a perfect day. I'll get my ticket. I'll be back.
We haven't got our ticket.
Have you not? This is life. How have you been, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. It's been nice and busy, but other than that.
Busy's good.
Busy's always good.
Busy pays bills.
Tell me about it. All from my house. The flat. Went through that way up there. Walk it every morning. Because I didn't drive properly when I should, Lola. And that is why. Adam should. A tiny little scooter. That'd be amazing. Right. I'll be back in a minute. I'll just sort myself out. Hello. You still there?
I'm still here.
Right. Can we do this again in about 45 minutes?
Yeah. Okay.
Because... the distraction. I haven't seen it in ages. And also, it's that thing of going, like, maybe I'll do it in a place where there's no distractions. Gosh, it's been fun. What a day it's been already.
There's a rule of the podcast. Never let Adam out of a room. He has to stay in the room or chaos happens.
Chaos happens. I don't think it's quite Edinburgh-based yet.
No.
But we'll get there.
All right.
All right, fella. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
I'll ring you back when I'm on the train.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye. I think also it's 2 days later from what they've just heard as well. Yeah, on another train and have travelled several distances. I think if I say in the future, I'm going to record this whilst I'm on a train, you need to say no, don't do that because it's ridiculous.
I won't lie, the sound quality sounds fine. It sounds like you're in a studio.
Does it sound like a live bootleg?
Is anyone else on the train?
Yeah, lots of people.
Oh, is anyone listening?
Probably.
Oh. We're just having a conversation, it's fine.
Proving out, it's all perfectly normal. This is what people do, isn't it? Perfectly fine. What I was very happy watching this back because I thought it was Anton DeBeck as the host, and it wasn't. It was a legend of TV that was Dale Winton.
No, he's series two, and as Harry Hill says, he can't even get Bring On the Wall right because he sort of does it from the side. They had a weird amount of people that were on here. It was Anton DeBeck, what's his name? Darren Goff. Darren Goff,
which I thought was an odd booking, but a great booking at the same time. Yeah, I think Damien Goff. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Andy Peters, Sherry Houston.
Legend.
Dave Myers, one of the hairy bikers. Zoe.
Half a legend.
Hammond. Half a legend.
Not a legend.
The costumes. They don't have much to be desired, do they?
They don't leave much to the imagination, do they? I quite like them because it kind of looks like if someone was to dress up as a chocolate bar, what you'd look like underneath.
The chocolate bar?
Well, it's got that kind of... It looks like tin foil, doesn't it? You know, in the old days when you'd have like a Milky Bar, but you'd open it up and it had the tin foil underneath.
Yes. Yeah, the Kit Kat had the tin foil.
It's got
foil,
that kind of vibe, but in people. I think the Milky Bar did. I'm sure someone will write. No?
Someone will write in. Is this better than Pets Win Prizes?
I think... I don't know. No. If this was to be combined with Pets Win Prizes, I think it could be a much better show. Like, have the hole in the wall, but have a dog having to get out of the way into those shapes.
I don't
like
think
a
dogs...
Mastiff or something like that. I think that could work a lot better.
I don't think dogs can throw shape.
I think they can. I think you just don't know. You don't know what they're doing 24 hours a day.
I like the fact that they've got the commentator from Robot Wars, and every wall has got his own name. Because, like, Robot Wars, was it the spider? I can't remember what they were.
So Killalot, Matilda, all the gang.
No, I meant the name of the walls.
Oh, they named the walls. It's weird when you think about it as well, the walls. How much time that would take to construct just to be completely broken?
It's taken 8 hours to make this wall, and now Vanessa Phelps has just gone flying through.
Exactly. And the wall hadn't moved at that point. It was all stationary.
Doesn't Dave?
We just stopped at Rochester.
Okay.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay. And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Rochester Station. Carry on.
Have you had your ticket checked yet?
No, yeah, no.
Oh, that'd be funny. Where are you going to?
Where are you going? Oh, I haven't got a ticket. You can't travel on that.
Oh, this was based on a Japanese game show, which I think you can tell.
I thought when I watched it, there was like questions and stuff involved with it. It was a game, but it's not. It's just half an hour of nonsense.
It's people just falling into a swimming pool.
Yeah. It's almost like Man Oh Man with polystyrene.
Oh, but all the rounds are just exactly the same, aren't they? Oh, just try and fit through this hole, and if you don't, you go into the water. That's why Pet Win Prizes wins, because it's you can have more things happen, like the cockerels and the tortoise race.
I like that idea. But I reckon it'd be better that you could combine the two.
I can't remember. What's the... Oh, the professor, isn't it? That was the name of the cat.
Yeah, imagine him, but he's the one who presses the switches to make the walls go. And also, like, I'm not saying you should do anything cruel. Like, dogs are all right in water, but imagine how funny it'd be to see a cat.
I don't think they don't like water, though. I'll Google it.
Nah,
do cats like swimming?
No.
Come on.
Chewy, 8 cat breeds that love water. Sphinx, Maine Coon, Turkish Van, British Shorthair, Abyssinian, Siamese, Burmese, and Selkirk Rex.
Oh, Selkirk Rex? Yeah. Always mentioned on this podcast.
Well, if you were going to remake it, you'd definitely get one of them lads.
One of them lads. I like Dave when he falls in and he says, I was just 4% off. No, I was off by 4 degrees.
Oh, man, it's weird as well, isn't it? Because, like, you watched the first one, and I really thought it was going to take out Sherry Houston's face.
We're still talking about Holdable, aren't we? Not Loose Women.
Yeah. Very different shows. But could be made better.
Did you see Andy Peters' face when that wall was going to come towards him?
I don't think Andy Peters knew what he'd signed up for.
I did a deep dive and started watching another episode with Vic Reeves, and Vic Reeves didn't understand what was happening. He's like, oh, the wall moves towards you, does it? It's like, yes, it does, Vic. Did you not know what show you were on? But he manages to leap straight through it, and it's like, oh, no, we don't want that. We want you to go in.
I think the fee was so, like, insanely high, people agreed to it without actually reading the concept of what it was.
Here's 12 grand. Would you like to do this show? Hang a minute. You had me at 12 grand. You don't need to ask me any more questions. Do what you want.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a lot of money, 12 grand. Would you do it for 12 grand?
Yeah, I'd do it for free. I'll do this year in Edinburgh.
Could you imagine the teching of it?
The teching of it. The Pleasance Courtyard.
How hard it would be to tech that show.
Well, he needs a paddling pool and a wall.
But you don't just need one wall, you need several walls. I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Trev, right, about six walls.
How many walls have you got to come towards people? One. Yeah, you need more than that. What if it breaks? I didn't think that through.
Yeah, you've got to get people who are very nimble and use the same wall again and again.
Was it the Dancing Dolls with a special guest? I've never heard of them. Not heard them since. I don't know where they came from.
I think that's where the budget fell down. When they'd offered the acts all that money, they were like, who do we have now for 50 quid?
Dancing Dolls.
And a pot noodle.
Yeah, Anton was being very un-me too to that presenter, Zoe Salmond, when the way he was like, come with me. Oh, you are gorgeous, aren't you? And it's like, whoa, different times.
It was different times. Old Tony Beak.
I love this show because of TV Burp. Harry Hill talking about it every week made me love it more.
Because I think sometimes TV presents itself in such a way where you can go, these are really the end days. Someone commissioned that. Someone went into a nice and...
Then I've heard Danny Baker talking about Pets and Prizes, and he said you have to take it so seriously when they're doing these mad things. So I thought, I don't think you were taking it that seriously. You were laughing a lot. He's in the same school.
I don't think he did. And if he did, he would have done another series.
He said he wants to do it again. I thought, oh, that's what we need, some pets and Danny Baker. We can make this happen. We can be the new Justin Lee Collins and bring things back.
I like, do you know what? I'm not a big fan of bringing stuff back, but I reckon it needs to happen if that...
You're not a big fan of bringing things back? Yes, you are.
No, because things aren't like... Name one reboot that was really good.
What do you think of the Fawlty Towers coming back?
I'm a bit mixed on it. I think it could be a good thing. I think Basil Fawlty's one of those characters where it's in the right time for him to be misunderstood. It's in the right time for him not to understand what's going on. And if it's done well, I reckon it could be quite good. But it does seem to be a massive cash grab.
My problem is that half the cast aren't around anymore. You can't have Sybil because the actress has got dementia and can't remember anything. The major isn't around. Andrew Sachs isn't around either. So the only person you really can have is probably Polly or Basil. And that's not Fawlty Towers, is it?
I don't know. It's the character. It is indeed. We've just looked at Gilliam. The character of Basil Fawlty in this time as a man who doesn't understand what's going on could work if it's done properly.
Well,
and not but it could go two ways, I suppose. And it's such an iconic thing. I don't know.
I heard an interview with John Cleese from the 90s when he came up with a new episode for Fawlty Towers where Basil tries to...
Yeah.
He tries to go to Barcelona to meet Manuel's family. And he's stuck at the airport for ages. And then he gets on the plane and it's taken over by terrorists. So Basil manages to get the gun off the terrorist. And then they say, right, we're flying back to London. And Basil's like, no, we're not. We are going to Barcelona. And then when he gets to Barcelona, he's instantly arrested. And then has to fly home with Sybil on the next flight. Like, oh, that does sound like a funny episode. Do that. Just do that.
But I think that's the thing, though. Like, you could do something with the character. It's just, what do they do with it? Because, like, remakes on that kind of vein haven't been necessarily pretty good. I mean, like, Still Open All Hours, The New Porridge. I don't know. I think it was a bit of fun, holding the wall. What was your overall thoughts about it?
I'm a bit annoyed. I thought I would like it more than I did and realised, oh, it is quite just crap, isn't it?
I think the problem is it's one joke over and over and over and over and over again.
Oi, that's my act.
Yeah.
So, you know I'm trying to change gears when I go, so, what do you want to give it?
So I can't. I missed out all of that.
What do you want to give it? What score do you want to give? Adam, what score do you want to give? We're near the end. We're nearly finished. You can put it in the bag. No, Adam, no. Oh, no, he's gone.
I want to give it.
Yeah, we want to give it. No. Yeah, come on. We're nearly finished. Come on. No, listeners, what's happened is Adam has disappeared from the stream. He must have been into a tunnel. Oh, here he comes. Right.
Hello, man. The signal just completely went.
What do you want to give it?
946.
Oh, let's meet in the middle. 950. Right. So let's. In. He said in. I heard him say in. It's fine. I don't know what's going on, people. I think we might have to finish because this Della, we've decided that this is probably a bad idea to do it on the train. Adam's cut off. So until next week. What? You still here?
Bye-bye.
But, all right, I'm just signing off for the listeners.
Send them my love.
Right, bye-bye, everybody. But we'll be shortly arriving at Raynham as well. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. The best episode ever.